Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to Ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
We're back. It's 34 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. Andrea Nuremberg is our guest. I'm glad she's here, too. Andrea is the president of the Nuremberg Group, which provides training in sales, customer service, presentation skills, and networking, which is something we're going to talk about today. She's helps people, companies, and individuals put the best foot forward in the marketplace. She's the author of the outstanding book, Nonstop Networking, How to Improve Your Life, Luck, and Career. She's our good friend, Andrea Nuremberg. Welcome back to the show.
Hi, Jim. It's always a pleasure to be with you, always.
It's good to have you back, Andrea. It's fun to have you back, too. We always have a good time because you always talk about things. You always want to talk about things that small business owners really need to focus on.
Exactly.
And one of those things is networking. And you've got some new stuff to talk about, haven't you?
I do, because I'm working on a second book, because we've had such good responses from the first, because it's all common sense. It's just not common practice. And as I always say, and you know I've said this before, the opposite of networking is not working. You always learn from other people, and you always give. And it's just basic people skills. So what I've come up with now, and I'm teaching in a lot of my classes, especially for small business owners, is every contact with somebody, you never know where that might lead. So you have to have two toolkits with you just to be prepared at all times. The first toolkit is your intangible toolkit. And by that I mean, think about the things that you need to have ready, just in your personal attachments, if you will, when you go out to connect and meet with people. And people look at me sometimes when I say that. Well, the first thing is you have to have good eye contact. I mean, it's so simple, but think about the fact that how many times you go to meet somebody or talk to a customer, and people forget to really look at the other person. They look around the room, they look away, they look down, but they don't look at the person.
You know, sometimes, as many times as I have met people, and as many sales calls as I've gone on in my life, and as much networking as I've done, I think I look people in the face, but I'm not, when it, after it's over with, I'm not always, I don't remember doing it. I don't remember being as conscious of it as I think I wish I were.
Well, see, that's the key of just talking about these things, to be conscious of all the things that we do naturally. I always say to myself, if I can tell what color that person's eyes are when I walk away,
right? That's a good little tool right there.
Right there. So that's one thing, is eye contact. And people are always saying, because people want to be noticed. And, again, this happens a lot at trade shows, but even in meetings, people just forget to look at the other person.
Of course. Sometimes, Andrea, I will be conscious of it, and all of a sudden I find myself saying, man, this guy's got a really big nose.
I know, right. That's it. Well, you don't want to focus too much on some of those things.
You don't want to zero in too much.
No. We have to use this as a communication
Does he know he has one eyebrow?
No, I don't know if he knows that, but we don't want to let him know either, those kinds of things. Because that's a good point, because we don't want to look like we're really staring or that, just like you're connecting. That's the whole thing. Just like the second thing are to bring your ears with you. And people laugh when I say that, but we don't hear. We don't listen. We hear, but we don't listen. And I think research tells us we only use 13% of our brain's capacity to really listen. So when you listen to people, like when they tell you what they do or how you can help them in their business and what you can do, then you can say, that reminds me, that's a project we did for so-and-so. And then you start the rapport building.
Mm-hmm.
So listening is huge. So take
The other thing I think that helps me to listen whenever I pay attention to doing this is to listen beyond what they're saying.
Totally.
In other words, not just listen to their words. Anybody can do that.
Exactly.
But to listen to what's behind those words.
Exactly.
Is there some pain behind those words? Is there some anxiety or some fear or happiness or whatever? And when you hear the words that they're saying, you can kind of get an idea for what's really going on. And that kind of attention to detail, I think, is how you can sort of manufacture, I shouldn't say manufacture, that's not the right way to say it, how you can create empathy.
Totally.
The opportunity to have empathy, I guess I should say.
Totally, and that's the key thing.
And when you do that, Andrea, it seems to me that that's when you subordinate self for this other person.
Exactly.
And that's where the connection is made, isn't it?
Absolutely. And I always say focus on you, which is not me. It's you, the other person. And what you just said is true. Listen with both your eyes and your ears, because you can see a lot of times what the person is saying. And you,
right.
As you said, you listen not just for the words, but you listen for what's behind the words. So I listen for what's said and what's not being said.
So first up, we make eye contact, and then we listen. And when we come back after these messages, we're going to put some more tools
Absolutely.
In your networking toolkit from our good friend Andrea Nuremberg, the author of Nonstop Networking. It's an outstanding book, ladies and gentlemen. 20 till. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Mr. Bruce Hornsby on piano there, ladies and gentlemen.
Beautiful.
I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're back. Andrea Nuremberg is our guest and our good friend, longtime member of our Brain Trust, and she's the author of Nonstop Networking. Andrea, tell us where your book's available, please.
My book is available on Amazon.com or on my website, www.selfmarketing.com. And it's even in the bookstores. How do you like that one?
Right. That's pretty cool, isn't it?
I know. I'm always so excited. Somebody calls me and says, Andrea, I saw your book, and I get so happy. I know. So, very simple.
It's pretty cool. Okay, we're talking about the intangible networking toolkit.
Exactly.
The first one, as we said, was eye contact and then listen. Take your ears with you said, I think.
Exactly. Take your ears with you. God gave us two ears and one mouth to use in proportion. And the third thing is, again, a simple thing, your smile. Because people forget to just smile, open approach, not to look like you're going to the guillotine, so to speak, when you're going out to meet people. But just smile, because, you know, I find that when I do training a lot, that people forget to smile. And again, the universal greeting. And today we live in such a world of diversity, but that is still the universal greeting.
Well, you know, and the thing is if you're meeting people in a business setting, or even not in a business setting, you're meeting somebody like that. I mean, and it's not a situation where everybody's in a rush or something. It's actually, you know, conducive to meeting someone. If you can't be pleasant about that situation, even if you didn't know you were going to meet them, then you got some other networking challenges we need to work on.
Got it. That's
Don't
exactly
you think so,
right.
Andrea?
See, we're just kind of gearing the person up to walk in the door wherever that door is. It can be anywhere. It can be opening the door to your office or your store. It's just having that arsenal. The other is, and this again, so simple, a good firm handshake, because so often people forget that that's our first connection. You know, in the days of old, you know, you gave a handshake to show that you didn't have knives or something in your hands.
Right.
But this is just a way of a greeting, but a firm one. You don't want to break the person's hand, and you don't want to give them that little fish handshake. You know, that little wimpy one.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The dead fish. Yeah. The dead fish handshake.
The dead
well,
fish.
And this is always a challenge for ladies and men.
Exactly.
In the handshake thing.
Exactly.
Because ladies, I mean, I have had a lot of ladies who reach out and give you a good full firm hand shake, and that's good. But they have to be careful though, because some of these ham-fisted guys can crush a lady's hand.
Oh, exactly. That's
and so
the
they
whole
have
thing.
To so you have to be careful. So guys, Andrea, what I've found is just sort of, you know, match the pressure, so to speak, and try not to act like you're trying to arm wrestle a guy or something.
Exactly right. And again, this is so far is just having good communication skills, so that when
right.
you do start to talk to somebody, that's why the other there's two more things that you have to put in your intangible kit, and one is to make sure you have a good attitude and you leave any baggage, so to speak,
mm-hmm.
back at the office or home or wherever, because people forget that every time you meet someone, it's that new opportunity to learn, connect, be a resource, and you never know where business or an opportunity may come from. So to not be not awake. Like, people have to be present in any situation. That means turn off your cell phones, turn off your BlackBerry, mm-hmm. turn off all the other stuff. Be present with the person. And don't think for that hour or whatever time that you're going to be thinking about all the problems going on in your life or whatever, because they're going to still be there.
You know, that you're talking about the problems. I'm going to talk about that, and then I want to say something about cell phone in a second. I have a little saying that you may have heard me say before, and that's that when opportunity knocks, greet it with a smile. It doesn't know you've had a bad day.
Exactly.
And, you know, the people that you meet, you know, maybe there's opportunity. Maybe it's just opportunity to make a new friend. Maybe there's no business angle at all. It's just to make somebody to make a friend. You know, they don't know, and at that moment, they don't care if you've had a bad day.
That's exactly right. And you just said the key thing. They do not care. That's the whole idea.
And they're not supposed to care. It's not their job yet.
Exactly.
You just met these people.
That is totally right. So
the other thing, though, you mentioned the cell phone thing. I have actually had people to come to my office unannounced, and either people that I know, but they drop by, want to ask me my opinion or something. And while I'm talking to them, while they've interrupted my day, which I was glad to do, their cell phone would ring, and they would actually take the call.
Terrible.
Sitting in my office.
Amazing.
Isn't that? Now, I'll tell you something, folks. That's not bad networking. That's bad raising, as far as I'm concerned.
It is. Just bad manners, right?
Yeah.
So true. Just
so don't.
Bad manners.
So that's like off the chart. Don't do that, folks.
Exactly. And then before any kind, if you're going to go to an event or any kind of meeting, to do your research. And this is a simple thing to do. I always say to people, if you're going to go somewhere, go to the website of somebody's office, mm-hmm. or go to their company website or the person that you want to meet at an event or a trade show, and Google them or find out a little bit about them, so that when you do finally connect with that person, you have something about them that you know, so at least you can begin conversation. And it's also flattering to the other person that you took the time. I know that happened to me the other day, where someone said, "Wow, how did you even know that?" I said, "I just took the time to look." They said, "That's great. I wish my salespeople would do that."
Well, sometime, and you don't even have to lead with them. I mean, if you know something about them, you don't have to say something to know immediately that you've Googled them or that you found out about them. But when they say something about, "Well, we're working on a project," "Oh yeah, I saw the press release on that," or whatever.
Yes, exactly. I saw, and that's a great, what you just said, Jim, is key. The first place I usually go is the press room on somebody's website or the company newsletter or something, because that will tell you what's in the news for them.
That's what they're proud of, isn't it?
Exactly.
That's what they're excited about, and that's an excellent tool. Stand by, Andrea. We're going to take a quick break. We're visiting with our good friend, Andrea Nuremberg. She is the queen of networking. Let me spell her last name for you. Nierenberg. Nierenberg. Andrea R. Nuremberg. If you're Googling her, Tintail, stay with us. We're back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. My website is www.jbsba.com. And when you get there, look for Andrea Nuremberg in the list of our Brain Trust members. And you can see, I don't know, gosh, there's at least a half a dozen archives of past shows that we've had with Andrea. So you can listen to her words of wisdom over and over again to your little heart's content. And you can find the link to her website there as well. But Andrea, give it to us again, please.
www.selfmarketing.com.
And the book is Nonstop Networking, which you can get it wherever books are sold. And I encourage you to check it out, folks. She is the queen of networking. And Andrea, we're talking about intangible networking toolkit. And we've talked about a lot of different things. Have you got any more for us?
Well, you know, I think though, if we take those with us, and again, like I said, being present at wherever you're going, all those things, if that's just your, if you're lined up with those and give yourself a mental checklist before you leave every day, they'll become more natural and you'll become more cognizant of the other person. That I always say to people, if you put those into action, I can always come up with more.
Mm-hmm.
Start with those, because I think, like you said, the research takes a little time to do. It shows somebody you care. The attitude, which again, attitude is key.
Mm-hmm.
Really take yourself there and be present, so to speak. And then have all your eye contact, your ears, your good handshake, your body posture, things like that. I mean, it sounds almost like presentation skills, but people forget that they are making a presentation. And then I'll borrow something from our tangible toolkit, which is take a good pen with you, because you're going to want to write notes down when you connect with somebody to learn about the other person.
And your business card. Don't forget your business card.
Oh, yeah. Well, that goes in your tangible toolkit.
You that's over there in the tangible side. But, you know, one of the things, Andrea, I was going to ask you about, what do you think about having a little bit of a, I don't know how to say this, but since sometimes when we're networking, we don't know that we're going to network. For example, let's say that we're at lunch.
You're
and somebody brings somebody over to meet us. And we had no idea we were going to meet him. We never heard of him before. And all of a sudden, you know, we're thrust into this situation. What about the idea of having a little, sort of a little protocol that you establish for yourself, that whenever you meet something like that, you immediately remember two or three little, in golf we call them swing thoughts, you know, two or three little networking thoughts, and maybe the first one would say, okay, don't talk too much, let them talk a little bit, or what you said earlier, look in their eyes. In other words, you'd immediately have two or three little networking thoughts. What do you think?
I love that idea. It's almost like having a checklist, saying to yourself, I'm going to maybe make sure I connect with the person, listen to them, and learn about them. That's
but it's got to be something. It's got to be something that you can switch over to in an instant.
In a second. It's like an anchor. You just have to you have to put it in your brain. And I would also, on that same note, Jim, in case you're meeting somebody new, when they ask you, what do? Be able to say what you do with a benefit statement. It's almost like having that very short elevator talk, except you want it. The goal is not. It's really a headline. That's all you want, because you want them to talk about what they do and who they are.
Right, right.
Because that starts. So it's a great idea what you just said. Have like your two or three swing thoughts, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like that. Your swing networking thoughts, so you can swing into action, and then have like a 20-second introduction about what you do, not your title, what your benefit statement is.
Mm-hmm.
And so people can say, oh, really, tell me more. How did you get involved in that? And then you just start to develop the rapport.
Right.
Boy, that's great.
Well, you know, and you know what's funny? I don't know if you've ever seen this before, Andrea, but you get two really good networkers to meet for the first time.
Oh, yeah.
And you know what? You know what you have when that happens, don't you?
What?
Total silence. It's total silence because they're each trying to get the other one to say something.
Absolutely. And you know, on that same
and they're
point,
staring each other down. And
I love it. And Jim, on that very same point, one thing we have to tell everyone just before is that people sometimes say to me, Andrea, I guess you have to be extroverted to be really good at networking. I say quite the contrary. I'm introverted. I'm a learned extrovert. The idea is that you use both styles. Can be extremely powerful because we can both learn from each other.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
We all have different strengths.
Right, right. Andrea, what will we find when we go to your website? What's there?
Well, we're actually redoing it, so you're going to find new things. We've got our article archive, which is all kinds of different articles on communications, networking, business development. You'll find all my different programs that I do in corporations or speaking. And we're now going to we just have all kinds of new material there, you know, different things that people always want to ask me, like different things about the book, different questions.
And give us that website again, Andrea.
www.selfmarketing.com.
And the book is Nonstop Networking, and Andrea Nuremberg is our good friend. Andrea, thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me,
for the good information. When we next time you come back, we're going to talk about the tangible toolkit, right?
Absolutely.
All right. Andrea Nuremberg, ladies and gentlemen, she'll be back. I got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.